guys, good morning and welcome to Money Wise Tips. So ngayon pag-usapan natin, no, since nandito ako sa Dumaguete, toxic gas, no, from para sulfur dito sa isang sa mga bundok dito. So pag-uusapan natin ngayon is about toxic debt, no. So one of the causes of financial malnutrition is toxic debt. So first, ano ba yung financial malnutrition? So financial malnutrition, ibig sabihin, di ba, alam niyo naman yun, yung malnutrition, no, it's not, kumbaga, it's not healthy, it's not yung body, it's not healthy, no. So financial malnutrition naman, no, ibig sabihin, it doesn't mean, no, so, let's say for example sa physical health, no, pag nakakita ka ng payat, no, pwede natin masabi agad na malnourished siya. So isa naman, pag mataba, doesn't mean din na healthy siya, no. It could be malnourished din siya in terms na sobrang daming taba or unhealthy habit siya. So same thing with your financial health, no. Pag nakita ka ng magandang kotse, maganda yung damit, may branded yung mga damit, sapatos, it doesn't mean na financially healthy din siya. So same thing with your physical health, no. Pag nakita ka ng mataba, di ba, or overweight, doesn't mean na healthy yun. So same thing your financial health. So one of the causes of financial malnutrition is toxic debt. So ano ba yung toxic debt? Diba? Credit card debts, yung bond na bond ka sa utang. So there are many ways, no, to prevent, no, this toxic debt. Live below your means, no, earn additional income if you have debts, no. Kailangan ma-eliminate mo siya, especially consumer loans, no. So if investment loans naman siya, dapat ma-manage mo. Kasi loans pa rin yan, no. It could harm you still. Okay? So ganun guys, so if you learned something, just share this video and God bless.